Do you guys have any funny dad stories?
Oh my god, do I have funny dad stories?
It's a good place to start.
Do they have like an intro or anything?
This
or?
Is the intro.
Welcome to the Litcast, where nothing matters in the beginning and stuff.
No, that's the Nihilist cast. I'm not good at making names for podcasts, but...
It's still better than a lot of podcast names. I mean, Kevin Smith has the Fat Man on Batman podcast.
The what?
Fat Man on Batman. It's literally, he just talks about Batman week to week.
Well, you know what? That's at least something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has like five other podcasts, so it's like, all right, dude.
When do you know how many podcasts is enough? Like, I've
heard
people that run like two or three.
He has the Comic Book Men one, he has that one, he has Hollywood Babylon with Ralph Garman, which isn't funny at all. But they're really good at writing comics, so whatever. And he's on the Spoiler Cast, or Smodcast, which is the network he owns that has all these podcasts on there. Yeah, the network he owns, and like five, like half of them are all his.
Oh.
Because...
Monetize it, am I right?
Pretty much.
But Kevin Smith's cool, so.
If anyone's listening from, like, Starbucks sponsoring, I'd do that.
And just put some ads.
Yeah.
Product placement. We sell out.
I mean,
enjoying this delicious Poland Spring water.
I'm not sponsored by them.
Yeah, we can't product integrate until we actually get the sponsorship.
But hypothetically, if we were sponsored, how's that Poland Spring water, Colin?
I guess
I'm not saying that we are sponsored, but...
Colin just happens to be drinking a Poland Spring water that you guys can't see, but he's showing off anyway.
Spring into stores to try the new Poland Spring.
Oh my god. Too good.
Thanks, I'll be here all week. Tip your waitresses.
At least 20%. Because you don't know what's going on in their day-to-day.
You don't even know if they're getting paid.
Dude, I have friends that don't tip.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious.
That's the most asshole thing to do.
No,
it's like not tip.
I mean, I understand when you're like a 16-year-old kid and you have no money and you're just like, oh, I'm not going to tip because I'm fucking cool because
yeah.
I'm 16. And,
but like
once you get older and
then you realize how
I always approaches. I always tip $5. Mm-hmm. That's like my starting point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying if my bill is like $5, I'm not going to tip $5. Like. But if it's like $10 or more, I will tip $5.
Yeah.
It's, in my opinion, that's fair.
Yeah.
But we went out one time. It was a couple of my friends went to Red Robin. Yum.
Sponsor.
Wow, we have three potential sponsors on one podcast. That's awesome.
Woo.
And it covers all of our like eating and drinking activities.
Sweet.
Because like you got your water, you got your actual food.
All we have to do is. All I have to do is get a Gap sponsorship when we get closed.
Shit.
Is this how we're going to survive as college students?
Yeah.
It's the best way to.
Yep.
But anyway, so we went to Red Robin. And one of my other friends, he's a waiter, so like he knows the ins and outs of it. Me, I just, you know, I just tip. And then one of my other friends, he works at McDonald's, so he doesn't get tips.
Mm-hmm.
So he's used to just getting like messed, screwed over, doing like backbreaking labor. And this other dude just never has money, and that's his justification for it. So we all get our bills. We all get separate bills. We're all tipping. He's not tipping. He's like, I just don't have the money for it, guys. And it's like, bullshit. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
He's looking at your wallet. You have $5. He goes, yeah, but it's for later on. I'm like, we're not doing anything later on, dude. Just tip the waitress. She was really good. And he got all upset like the rest of the night. He goes, we told him to tip.
The worst.
So
yeah, I'm Diana Manassian, and this is the Lifecast. Welcome. I'm joined by Colin Barry.
Yo.
And Eleanor Jenner today. Yeah, and that's actually a really good starting point for a conversation.
That's perfect.
Like, probably
customer service
dad
jobs.
Jokes.
Oh my god, that's a whole segue. But like, customer service sucks. Retail sucks.
Yeah.
Especially since it's like, as college students, almost the only jobs we've ever gotten so far.
Apply for this entry-level job. Must have, like, 20,000 years worth of experience in this field.
Yeah, you weren't working on this job while in the second trimester? Well, we're just not sure if you're qualified.
Fucking working from the womb to the tomb.
Big Michael Jackson would be working day and night. Shoehorning a Michael Jackson joke. Yes.
Retail
around holiday season, people who are listening.
Oh my god.
Please be nice to them. Please,
yeah.
For the love of God.
No. They just want to go home.
A lot of them are college students and they're already stressed out with finals and papers and projects and drama and drugs. I don't know.
Like, probably money. Depression.
Like, don't put effort into getting someone fired when that's probably, like, their only source of income, and they're probably trying.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I didn't have to worry about that when I was in retail, because I worked at Radio Shack, therefore we had no customers.
Oh, okay.
So.
See, when I was in retail, I worked at Micro Center.
That job. Mm.
It paid really well, because, like, it was at least the minimum wage. So what's it now in Massachusetts? $9?
I think it's more than that.
I think it's 10 in January. Like, come January 1st.
I know they're raising it gradually to 15.
Yeah. But as of now, and as of last year, it was, like, $8.50.
I mean, with taxes, it's, like, 67 cents, so...
Yeah. And then...
I like how that was a joke, but Massachusetts resident Deanna over here is like, no, that's accurate. Live in New Hampshire, you don't get any taxes.
But, and then, so I got, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but, like, $9.50, and then I got a 10% commission on all of, like, the service plans that I sold, and it kind of sucked because, like, I was a cashier, so people would buy, like, their smaller items, and I'd be selling, like, the 99-cent replacement plans. It's like, you know, if this 75-cent USB hub breaks for another 75 cents right now, you can just, like, come in for, like, 2 years. Ready? Hear me out. For 2 years, if this thing breaks at all, you can come in and get a new one for free. And, like, I'm pretty sure I had a couple people, just because I sold it so well, I had a couple people buy those 75-cent plans.
Nice. I mean, I was going to ask, like, what kind of, like, you have to wonder about the kind of people who buy that. Like,
yep.
Really? Yeah, 2 years. I can come in and get my USB drive fixed.
USB hub.
Oh, USB.
75-cent USB hub.
Yep.
I like how you...
It's the best when it's like a 50-cent item and the plan is still 75 cents.
Yeah. Oh, so you're paying more for a replacement, essentially.
Yeah.
Therefore, MicroCenter's made a profit.
Yeah. I think the best one to have on commission was if you worked on the floor or if you worked in the build-your-own-computer department. Ooh. All these secrets of MicroCenter that you might not have known before. But they get paid less than minimum wage, and the justification is that they earn a commission. Or, like, they might get paid, like, base minimum. But they made bank. So, like, they'd rack up, like, all this commission on, like, the motherboard, on fucking everything that we sold. They earned a commission. If they helped a customer out. If a customer, like, went in, was like, yeah, I know what I'm looking for, whatever, and got a motherboard, like, just by themselves, there was no commission on that. Like, no one earned it.
Right.
On the floor, your commission was, like, on cables. So someone's, like, walking down the cable aisle. There's, like, 18 different HDMI cables. One's, like, gold-plated. One's copper-plated. Like, whatever. But one's, like, made out of solid 24 carats.
I'd believe it.
quote-unquote, solid 24.
Yep. And,
does so they're much, like, I swear.
I think I need this one. And you're like, hi, how can I help you? And they're like, I just need a USB cable. It's like, okay. They're on, like, the other end of the aisle. And this is the one you want. And, like, you'd pick out, like, a mid-range price one because you don't want, like, them to know, I guess. Like, I didn't work in sales, so, like, I can only assume that, like, yeah, this is, like, the options. But if you want to pick a good one, I recommend this one. It's right in the middle. So you get the most commission, but not pissing the customer off because it's like, oh, it's so expensive. And then another place to get good commissions was the 18-minute pickup. Because that people like buy computers online and stuff, and if they don't want to wait for shipping, they would go to this 18-minute pickup window, and they'd be like, hey, I'm here to pick it up. And they could be like, yo, do you want this replacement plan on it? And, like, I think I know someone who made $1,800 off of commissions in 1 month.
Ooh.
There.
Damn.
He was the only guy that did it. Because he was the best at that counter or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what their system was for moving people around, but... So, yeah. Micro Center employees make commission on everything. They sell you.
Yeah.
Unless they're a cashier. Then they just make commission on the plans. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's more like a legitimate sales job, though, in a way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It is a legitimate sales job.
Whereas Radio Shack was a retail store that desperately wanted to be a sales store.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the thing is, it was you got more commission for selling Radio Shack branded stuff.
But
because
okay.
I broke all the time, it was like, I don't want to sell this to the customer.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's why they're still around, right?
Kind of.
They're still around. God. Wasted half my life there.
Wow.
Half? What the fuck?
Yeah, near a year and 9 months. Feels like half. I mean,
how has it aged you?
Colin, I didn't know you were 4.
There was this top secret government program. Well, let's not get into that.
Fuck. Is this how Metal Gear Solid starts?
Yeah, no, are you Snake?
Like,
maybe. I might be Snake. Meryl.
Just say Metal Gear in the groveliest voice you have.
Metal Gear. Okay. You don't mean Metal Gear. You knew? Well, yeah, the game's called Metal Gear Solid. I mean, as much as I love David Hayter's voice, Kiefer Sutherland is infinitely better.
He's in 5, right?
Yeah. Ground Zeroes and The Phantom Pain.
Okay.
Then I just love Kiefer Sutherland. Like, 24 is one of the best shows ever made.
Yeah, speaking of dad jokes and, like, dad-isms, does, like, it might be just my dad, but, like, does, when you go into a store... And, like, any associate is around and they're, like, asking for help. Does your dad get super friendly with the associate? Like, hey, my old buddy, old pal there.
not to that extent. Wait.
That was an overstatement. But, like...
That was, like, every 1950s dad sitcom.
Buddy, old pal.
Oh, son, my buddy, old pal. What did you do today, young man? Oh, dad.
I went to school.
Oh, gosh, dad.
Aw, rats, mom. Sponsored by lead-based paint, like.
Good night, Jam Bob. Fuck the Waltons. But anyway.
Oh my. I forgot that show was a thing.
Right?
When I was a kid, my parents used to watch it all the time.
My dad still watches it, like, every single night for 4 hours.
My dad watches Seinfeld for 4 hours, which I'm 100% okay with.
My dad has a marathon that he'll watch every night starting at, like, 8 or 9 whenever he starts eating dinner. It's either the Waltons or JAG.
Oh, God.
Why?
And then Star Trek.
Which one?
The Next Generation.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, at least, like, you're ending on a semi-high now.
Yeah.
Pretty high now.
Yeah. It used to be Star Trek Enterprise. The one with the...
Enterprise is
not
that
song.
Bad.
Yep.
It's not great. I mean, it's Scott Bakula. Quantum Leap's good. He was in that show.
You know what else is great? Firefly. Pour one out.
A moment of silence.
It's been a few moments.
I'm still recovering. Hold on. Oh, and Hulu, I hate you for doing this. Every few months, it'll always say, new episodes, Firefly, psych.
Oh my god. Dave gets so mad about
that. Yeah, Dave sort of pointed that out to me.
Yep.
Send me Snapchat, just fuck you.
Yeah, dude. I remember that.
That was my semester off. That was weird.
Oh shit, it was.
Yeah. That was not a good time.
Yeah. The past, like, year and a half just has been so shitty.
I know.
It really has, hasn't it?
Yeah. For, like, it's a unanimous, like, shit fest.
Yeah, it is. But, like, when good things happened, it was like, this is awesome. Like, yeah. not just because it was so shitty, but, like, it was, like, legitimately good things would happen.
Yeah. Is it... That poses an interesting question, because, like, I know it's a really, like, controversial topic, but, like, all the school shootings and, like, mass shootings that's happening, like, just this year...
Is it due to just a shitty year?
Yeah, is it due to just, like, a shitty year?
Can't take this fucking year anymore!
Yeah. Like...
He said he watched the ending of... He said he watched the ending of How I Met Your Mother and could not take this shit anymore.
Oh my god.
I had forgotten how bad that ending was.
Speaking of bad things that happened in the past year and a half.
But, like, are we more attuned to, like, when these things happen, or are they just happening more frequently? Because, like, I've seen the charts that it's like, oh, yeah, like, we've had one.
I think it is just happening more frequently, but that also just plays into why it's a shittier year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the media has a lot to do with it, too.
Oh, definitely.
Like, definitely profiling it. Because every time the media profiles one thing, there's all those copycats.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago, the guy who had bath salts and zombies were going to happen.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, 3 or 4 other cases after that.
Yeah. And then, like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, legalize marijuana. Because it's not as bad, I think, was the argument that some people had.
Legalize Laritawana. Right there. Legalize Laritawana. What? Bruh.
Chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie, my 3 favorite things. Dude, does Godzilla have parents? Like, what?
Yeah, his mom is Mothra.
God, the amount of fan fiction that just came from that statement.
There is already.
Implying it doesn't already exist.
Okay, I saw... Cracks.com did a list of, like, the most disturbing fan fiction you'll see.
Sonic...
Don't bring it back. No. Anne Frank and Goku.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Fighting Super Saiyan Hitler. It's kind of...
Is that just because Anne Frank is in there?
Probably.
Well, technically, Hitler was already in Dragon Ball Z. One of the movies.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, yeah. There's a quick cameo from a character called the quote-unquote The Dictator, but he's German, wears a very distinct Nazi-esque uniform.
Holy shit.
And Goten and Trunks turn Super Saiyan in front of him, and he's like, oh, blonde hair, blue eyes. I must recruit him.
Holy shit. Even Dragon Ball in our time of need
is in fact true. If anything exists for long enough, it will contain a reference to Hitler.
I can't wait till this podcast contains a reference to Hitler.
Oh, wait.
It's been around for long enough, you guys.
I think there's... For every cat picture, there's, like, 45 Dragon Ball Z pictures on the internet.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
How long has Dragon Ball Z even been around?
Well, the comic and manga started in the 80s in Japan, and they came over here in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, several different times, actually. There was several attempts to get it off the ground. One of them were, they only had the rights, I think, to the first 10 episodes, and they were only broadcast in, like, regional areas across America.
Yeah.
But they changed the names. Like, Goku is now Zero.
The Smash player?
But, like, that's also cool, though.
Yeah, that's a cool name, but I, that was also the first time Master Roshi was called Master Roshi, which Roshi translated into English is Master.
Master.
So he's Master Master.
Fuck.
It was Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball reference. Quota met. Yes.
But you had like a couple of minutes talk about it.
I don't want to bore you two with my
what
Dragon Ball Z obsession. So.
Samurai Jack.
Oh yeah.
I'm back.
You know, I'm worried.
I'm very worried.
I'm excited. I'm worried, but. Spoiler alert, Colin thought it was kind of overrated.
No. Like, I think looking back, it's of that childhood nostalgic. Like,
When you
were 8 and, like, allowed to stay up an extra hour, and, like, you could catch a glimpse of, like, your favorite not-for-kids show.
Totally, that show was totally... I mean, don't get me wrong, Samurai Jack has some cool moments. Samurai Jack actually had a halfway decent video game, by the way.
It did?
Released for the GameCube. It was a cheapo hack-and-slash game, but it wasn't bad. You know, it was, like... Just another Devil May Cry clone, which, to be fair, most of the games in the 2000s were Devil May Cry clones.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everything's a Call of Duty ripoff. Like, 10 years ago, it was Devil May Cry ripoffs. Devil May Cry ripoffs and Halo ripoffs.
We've come so far.
No. You come so far.
It tried so hard. But it really didn't matter.
Hey, Linkin Park references.
Oh, yeah. Man. We're old.
I accept
We're
that.
Old as balls.
Here I go. Here I go.
What song is that from?
That's every Linkin Park song.
Oh.
Yeah, gonna travel hard. Gonna try real hard. Yeah, let's have the guy who sounds constipated be the new lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots. That was a good idea.
I remember, like...
It was Richie. I think Richie, Jen, and Sophia saw that. Sophia's like, yeah. Oh, you should have gone. It would have been really good. I'm like, no, it wouldn't have. I would have just pissed off the whole time.
Yep.
I would have sat in the corner and drank.
I think Rich went because it was free. Jen went because the lead singer was lead singer for Linkin Park. And Sophia went because she liked Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
It was a varied group. Rich will do anything.
He really would. He's kind of like Steve-O, except not.
Rich is fucking hilarious.
I love Rich.
For that one reason.
Like, he's so laid back. He'd be like, hey, Rich, do this. Okay.
Hey, Rich, buy 250 Burger King chicken nuggets. Okay.
And because, you know, he makes $13 an hour, he can do that.
Yeah. That's happened like 3 times now. I'm worried. It's the radiator.
Oh, I thought it was like a truck.
Yeah, no, I thought there was a bus outside. It's just like...
It's just sitting.
Are they just taking Suffolk students now?
Taking us into the
university. I'd like to see Suffolk University.
What? Like a tourist bus comes back?
Yeah. I like that, yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, what year?
That's like when...
Did Christopher Columbus found America?
This is left and left, please. It's always like tour bus. People in public buses shouldn't use microphones ever because you never understand what they're saying. I went on.
It can get bad on the T,
but you can also get like really good people on the T. Yeah,
you get the people who like enjoy their jobs and they do all like.
Oh boy, I'm working in the city.
Yeah, the great. Like,
I
want to
be that guy,
buses.
And the other people are just like.
Yeah. They're like.
There's one dude. There's one conductor on the Lowell line who. Just like flipped out at this poor girl who was buying a ticket on the train.
Oh, really?
$3 more. You should have bought it in the station. $3 more.
What the fuck?
I'm like, what a dick, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, girl. Like, I wasn't. Hey, girl. He was being a dick, huh? All right, bye.
I hate seeing people in like public places like make mistakes. Because, like, do I acknowledge it? Do I console them?
Yeah. If it's a mistake, but, like, you genuinely feel bad for them, it's like, oh, hey, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's a mistake, it's like, no, you totally just got owned. Like,
yeah.
You deserved it, dude.
So, yeah. How about those video games? It always comes to this on this podcast.
Them video games.
Them video games.
Like, Solitaire? Best game ever.
I can get Solitaire on my smartwatch.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Awesome.
Do it. I'll right show now. You right now. All right. So, you go.
What she's doing now is she's taking off her smartwatch and going into the app.
All right. So,
yeah.
Solitaire. I think I just won a game. So, here. Let's do a winning deal. Fuck! Okay. We need to do a random shuffle because I don't have my phone on me.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I can play Solitaire on my,
That's
on
awesome.
My watch.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Solitaire was everyone's first PC game.
Mine was Space Pinball,
as was mine.
Or,
Whoa, Colin.
Space Pinball, Space Pinball, Solitaire, Spider Solitaire.
Oh my god! Spider Solitaire!
And, Minesweeper.
Yeah. I always, like, just put flags on everything. And, like, unflagged one, it would be the one that blew up.
Yeah. Did you ever play Minesweeper where there's like a smiley face?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Because for some reason, my grandparents were always more technologically advanced than my real parents. Because my grandfather worked in software for like 20 some odd years.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really smart. And he's still really sharp, too. And every time we'd go over their house when I was a kid, I'd go on their computer playing like Minesweeper for like hours. Or what would feel like hours. And there was always a smiley face on it when like. He was always smiling when nothing was going on, but you click a button and make, like, the Mr. Bill face. It was like,
oh, yeah.
And then it would smile if there was a flag, but if it blew up, he was, like, dead. So, like, oh, no.
Yeah, and he had the sunglasses when he won.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, you're like, I killed him, no!
The most traumatizing experience as children.
Outside of going to a haunted house when you're 5 years old.
Oh, my God, yeah. I haven't been to a haunted house since. I also haven't watched The Fox and the Hound since I was six.
That movie is...
Rightfully so.
That movie's pretty brutal.
I remember as a kid, I just refused to watch it past, like, the halfway point.
Yeah.
That reminds me. You know what movie scared me as a kid? That one scene in 101 Dalmatians. Like, a split second, see Cruella DeVille's eyes, and they're, like satanic.
I think so.
I used to freak out as a kid. I don't think I watched
101 Dalmatians in full when I was a kid.
Yeah. This is one of my sister's favorite movies because, you know, she was the oldest. She got to pick always.
Oh, okay.
We always used to watch that.
That never happened with me.
When we used to watch that, I used to freak out. She was like, oh, this one's scary. Shut up, Colin. You're going to enjoy it.
Fuck.
Cruella de Vil, she's scary. You look back at now, like, she's an awful human being.
Yep.
She's not even a good Disney villain. It's like...
Yeah.
You clearly look like a Trump supporter, you bitch.
Oh, my God. She would be.
I feel like a good portion of the villains would be.
You know,
I don't think Jafar would be. I don't think Clayton wouldn't be.
Clayton would be.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Gaston would be.
Yeah, no, that was...
Oh, Gaston, rightfully so. Gaston was an MRA before there was MRAs.
Yep.
Let's be truthful.
MRAs?
Not an NRA.
Medinists.
Someone pitched an article for the journal, an opinion piece, Meninist versus Feminist. It's like, oh, way to be like 9 months too late, guys.
Yeah.
Was
there a previous article, Gamergate?
Can we just not talk? Like,
yeah. I don't want to get into it.
Instead, let's go with the segue of school newspapers, always so topical.
Well, no, but everything else were very topical. Like, there was just that one thing. Like, the opinions editor even didn't like it.
Yeah.
Midway through the pitch, he's like, yeah, we're going to skip that. It's kind of old. And just moved on to the next one. With Deflategate, am I right, guys?
I wanted Deflategate to be over the second it started.
I thought it was a joke. I just thought it wasn't going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just... Can we stop adding gate to every scandal, too?
That
too. Fuck Watergate, am I right?
Except that one. That one makes sense, because think of the fucking hotel where it took place. God. Richard Nixon's like, this is right.
I like the peace signs and everything. Speaking of topical current events.
Have you ever seen Watchmen? Like, the guy who plays Richard Nixon in that is so bad. It's like the worst Richard Nixon, like, makeup. Like, the nose is, like, super long.
Oh, okay.
He looks like the Simpsons rendition of Richard Nixon. But in real life. It's like, we're supposed to take this seriously, right? Yeah, you know.
Speaking of current events, that John F. Kennedy assassination, am I right?
That was way too soon.
Yeah, no.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
We need a moment of silence now.
That truck is fucking us up. We can't have a proper moment of silence.
I feel like there was a stand-up comedian who made a joke that the haunted house... there should be a haunted house based on the White House. It's all presidential ghosts.
That would be so fucking cool.
It'd be cool, but it'd be
hilarious. I want more, like, themed haunted houses like that.
That's one of the reasons why I love Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. Like, they had one 2 years ago. It was Roanoke Cannibal Colony. It's like, this is what happened to Roanoke. They turned it to cannibals. It's like, okay, that's awesome.
Believable since they...
That's kind of awesome.
Like, disappeared.
Yeah, exactly.
You think, like, if they actually turned into cannibals, there'd be one left.
Just one.
Yeah.
Like, not now, but...
Well, not now, but, like...
Maybe one. But, like, it would have been the one, like, the village idiot.
Crap,
didn't know how to read.
Oh, crap, it's Jasper.
Jasper?
His name would be Jasper. I don't know.
His name would be Jasper.
Jasper Jenkins, I don't know.
JJ?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, Jasper Jenkins. Oh, God.
That idiot JJ.
That idiot JJ is brought to you by
drama from 1600. Roanoke was before that, wasn't it? 1500?
I think it was
1600.
Like late 1600s. I think
so. No, it must have been late 1500s. We have a phone. I have the internet. I could have looked it up.
The interwebs.
Speaking of internet, I need to check something really quickly. Trust me, it's important.
How important?
Really important.
Scale of 1 to 10.
You know, it's something that's been, like, delayed for,
oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
Almost 24 hours now.
Oh.
Roanoke Colony. Oh, yeah, you're right. Roanoke Colony, 1585 to 1590.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we're right.
Good.
Deanna knows her history.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Lincoln was shot in 1973, right? Like
1973? Shit.
Lincoln, he was kind of a badass. And he was a wrestling fan. People forget that.
Lincoln was so cool. I think, like, I have this class where we're reading text from Whitman and Emily Dickinson and Walt Whitman. And we were reading When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed, which was Whitman's elegy for Lincoln. And we were, like, looking at some related texts. And it was like, oh, yeah, Lincoln was, like, ugly. But, like, that kind of ugly that, like, it's so good that it's bad. It's bad that it's good. And I was like, I mean, I can see that.
Like,
because, like, compared to the, like, paintings and portraits of other historical figures, like, he looks really different.
He was kind of a hipster.
Yeah.
He had facial hair before all of them. Think about it. And he was rocking the chin strap before it was cool.
Yep.
It's not out yet.
Wait. Why are we forgiving Steve?
Steve?
Who is Steve?
Steve Sinclair. Still fixing progression stoppers bugs. Unrelated stuff that breaks when you change other stuff. Oh, okay. Damn. This whole soon thing is fucking me up. I just want it to be out.
Yeah, but like, now you left us. The working version that's out. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. They could have hot fixed it, though. I don't think.
I mean, it is still bug frame, but.
Yeah. It's been in beta for 3 years, guys. We out of beta soon. I'm waiting for it to hit, like, update 20, and it'll be like, yeah, it's $60 for the game. Enjoy yourselves.
Thanks for beta testing. We all decided that, you know what, we didn't want this game to come out, so we're canceling it and deleting all copies.
Deleting all the Steam copies. So Magic the Gathering.
But Warframe to Magic, that's a topic shift.
Kinda. Segue. Rebecca Ford, who is the community manager for Warframe, really likes Magic the Gathering.
There you go.
There we go. Very topical. But yeah, what's the new expansion? The new sets, what are they? I know they're bringing back the Eldrazi.
Yeah, no, the Zendikar and I don't know.
Okay.
I don't keep up with the tournament scene.
Just know that Infect isn't legal anymore, and I'm pretty mad.
Because it was kind of bullshit.
Yeah. That turn two win.
What?
We're talking about Magic.
Oh, Magic Gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How Infect isn't a thing in tournaments anymore, because it was busted as fuck.
Oh.
And also bullshit, because is there a way to remove poison counters?
Yes.
How?
You know, there's one creature in the entire game that removes poison counters as a win condition. Like, Infect can no longer win.
Oh my god.
And that's it. It's a 4-mana creature. If you don't get it out before Infect has already won, you have lost.
Oh, okay. Fuck. What block was that from? Do you know?
The original Infect block. So.
Okay. Was that Ravenic?
No, it was
that was Vampires.
New Phyrexia? And then, yeah.
I'm so out of the loop with Magic. Last time I played it was 2007.
To be fair, that's about what the time you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your favorite mechanic? Aside from allies?
The dual colors are cool. I like Ravenica as a blog. Yeah, it was neat.
I like the constellation
ability.
Because I got a pre-built deck that was black-white constellation based, and it wrecked shit. I didn't expect a $20 store-bought deck to.
Are you correction? I thought of my favorite mechanic, Sunburst. It's the worst mechanic ever.
What does it do?
So, creatures enter in with +1/+1 for each mana color used to play it. And, like, all of them are 0/0s that are, like, 5 mana.
Oh my god. Are they multicolored at all? Some of them?
No, they're all, like, colorless artifacts.
Oh. That's interesting in theory. Yeah.
It really didn't work in practice.
No. I can see how it didn't. It's like, yeah, I got, like, 11 islands.
Yep.
All of my creatures are still 0/0.
I remember Wizard Magazine used to have a monthly Magic the Gathering comic book. Like not comic book, like comic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Comic pages. And that's all I can really add for Magic the Gathering discussion, unfortunately. Yeah.
You know, they're deep and intricate lore that
that no one cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another similarity with Warframe. Talk about that segue.
Yeah, but
guys,
Warframe's about to get lore.
No.
It's had it. We're about to get confirmations.
No, best lore, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh my god, no.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to end this podcast early because I can't anymore. No. Oh, man. Like, that would have been fine if it was just one game.
Yeah.
You know what?
Even
if it turned into a cash cow.
Like, it only needed to be...
Yeah, a cash cow within a year.
Yeah. What was it? Did he do 3 sequels in a year? Or 3 games in a year?
3 games in a year, and then the fourth one ended, fourth one, quote-unquote, ended the series.
Well, so did the third one.
Yeah.
So did the first one.
Yeah.
Every game is going to be, this is the last game, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I still enjoy the first one, you know, for what it is.
Yeah.
You know. Although Movie Bob on YouTube thinks that it contributed to Gamergate somehow.
What?
If you followed Gamergate at all, everything contributed to Gamergate?
Yeah, I know. Like,
because, like, every girl plays video games?
No, don't. Well, I mean, they are the more dominant players nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dominant. That was a poor choice of words. Dominant players.
They're the dominant.
Gender?
Majority.
Majority.
They're the majority.
Majority, yeah.
Yeah, that's the word.
Why? The word that was right in front of us, and we're just like, well, let's just cue all the other words that don't really work. Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah. It's like something like 36% of video gamers are female, 18 to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and up.
But you know, they're not
it
real
never,
gamers,
it
guys.
Never, it, never,
yeah.
it never
they're
bothered
fake
me.
Gamer
like,
girls.
It
no.
has never bothered me ever. I mean, like, ever since I came into this club, the VGA club. Because LifeCast isn't part of VGA, but it is. It's VGA members.
It's part of the life.
It's part of VGA only because, like, I'm president. So, like, I can't help but mesh the two
yeah,
a little
she,
bit.
She's a prez, yo. She's actually the second female VGA president.
Yep.
In my time here, so.
In my time also.
Oh, yeah.
Of 4 total presidents, only 3 of which are worth counting.
What are you talking about? There has only been 3 presidents.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And the first one. The first president. Oh, wait, no. In your time. Right?
No, there's only 3 presidents.
Okay.
There's only ever been 3 presidents.
There's only been 3.
Jin was the first one.
Yeah.
Not like, it was, like, even when I was, like, a kid, when I was, you know, well, let's be truthful, everyone as kids were kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And we don't understand the world, so everyone's just kind of intolerant.
Yep.
Because you don't like it, therefore it's gay. Like,
I take offense.
God, I hate people that still use that. I work with a kid that calls everyone the other F word. And
yeah.
Says, yo, man, you're being gay.
It's like,
I'm like, dude, girl. Like,
is that what's going on here?
I'm like, excuse me, what?
But
no, even when I was like, 12, when I was, as big as a gamer as I am now, It never bothered me that they were girl gamers, and it still doesn't.
I mean, I remember...
Well, what bothers me is that one side of Gamergate, where it's the media being like, see, told you so, video games make people do this. That one portion of it.
Yeah.
ABC
yeah.
News.
Any news outlet that covered it?
Yeah, basically.
Regardless of political affiliation.
Yeah.
Which it was not a political issue, regardless of what someone wants to say.
What?
Yeah, yeah, like, it never...
It's like, I never really understood it until...
You look into it, and, like, the core message behind it was, like, discussion-worthy, and then it was perverted, and it became this twisted, malformed, disgusting cesspool of just hatred and misery and depression from both sides.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, it was started on the internet, and that...
Which,
what is the internet grounds for a festering shit pile?
You mean 4chan?
Yeah.
You mean in your internet forum?
To be fair, something awful. Because they used to be relevant.
So did Dig.
Oh my
god. Wait, did Dig is still a thing?
No.
Oh.
I mean, probably not.
I mean, I think it only exists because, like, it spawned Reddit.
Yeah.
But Reddit's awesome. Everyone thinks the same people that use 4chan use Reddit.
To
and like
an extent,
they do overlap. A lot of people who I know are hardcore Reddit users are like.
But then again, there's like overlap everywhere.
Yeah, I
see Tumblr posts on Facebook, and it's like, why?
That's starting to annoy me, actually.
Because like, it's a different type of humor.
Yeah,
it's a different type of humor. Like, but like, every 5 seconds, it's like a shot from a Disney movie. It's like this shows that blah 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 blah. It's like it's the opening credits, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a shot of Mike Wazowski sitting there. Like, it does not need a 5-paragraph lecture on.
On anything,
on
really?
Politics of Israel somehow tying into it.
I wouldn't put it past Tumblr at all. But
it's on there. It's probably on there.
Yep.
It's funny because I tried using Tumblr back when I was like first starting out.
Yeah.
Like that was gonna be like my new blog thing, and I posted about 3 things. I posted a really awful review from Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Ooh.
Really awful, awful, and I'm so glad it's gone and lost in time. Although I now wish I kind of kept it, because I'm like, wow, I've grown as a writer.
Yeah.
Significantly.
I wish I kept, like, my Zanga page. How, like, despite how embarrassing that would be, I wish it was still up, just to see, like, what I was doing when I was 13.
Yeah, no, here's the embarrassing part for me. I just remembered recently what my fanfiction.net account was, and was like,
I still remember mine.
And I was like, oh, God, I should look at this just to see, like, how my writing has changed. But I really don't want to.
You guys remember Bebo?
Hotel Bebo?
Yeah.
No.
The
other Zanga.
That was Habbo, is what I was thinking.
Yeah. I remember
Habbo Hotel
was, that was weird, because there's some really weird people on there. People were doing like drug transactions on Habbo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like all of these were like,
like RuneScape.
What was that a front for?
Pedophilia.
My
brother was 7. He's like, dude, I got a girlfriend. I'm like, dude, you're like 7. Dude, you got a girlfriend. She's wicked hot. Have you seen her? No, bro.
I just know she's pretty because I love her.
Hey. Speaking of Disney movies,
I'm a walking Disney movie, you guys. Except it's a bad Disney movie.
You're not the Black Cauldron.
The Black Cauldron was great.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but everyone hates that movie for some reason. I don't get it.
Because it wasn't popular.
Yeah, but like...
Actually, out of all the Disney movies, I dislike Aladdin the most because it ripped off The Thief and the Cobbler so much.
Oh, God, yeah. And then The Thief and the Cobbler ripped that off when it was released. It was weird.
Yeah. It was The Thief and the Cobbler in the 60s and 70s was doing its own thing. Then Disney found the in-production stuff and ripped that off. And then The Thief and the Cobbler was like, oh, musical numbers. That's what everyone wants.
Shoehorn musical.
Clearly. I could go on for days about The Thief and the Cobbler.
Good fucking movie.
Watch the recobbled cut.
Yes.
If anyone is listening to this,
it's one of those. It's
and taking heed.
If you get past like the unfinished edits and everything, it's really good. Wait, can we talk about fan edits?
Yes.
Okay. Crow City of Angels is a shit movie. It is a disgusting, festering shit pile. It destroys everything that how awesome the Crow, the first one, set it up. The fan edit redeems that movie so much now. It's the Crow City of Angels Second Coming. Everyone should go watch it. Like, the people... the actual director of the movie, because his vision version of it was butchered so bad by the studio. And originally, City of Angels was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually went out of their way to make it not like the first one. In fact, probably one of the first times ever where someone used the internet for good, they went on Crow message board sites in like the mid-90s and asked fans, what would you like in a Crow sequel?
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's really cool. Yeah. So they were actually taking in fan accounts. And they had an actual comic book fan, David S. Goyer, before he became awful, you know.
Oh, man. I remember the David S. Goyer joke. Oh, yeah, Man of Steel is going to be the best movie.
Oh, he's right. He's writing so all the DC fun. Movies. Fuck.
Oh, God,
we're so
man.
Screwed.
I thought there was maybe a glimmer of hope, but now it's just killed it.
Featuring David S. Goyer as the writer. And we are done.
Oh, blast from the past. But anyway. The first time I met Colin,
yeah,
like that was the first joke he made about anyone in the movie industry.
Dave and I used to hang. Oh god, Dad.
Fuck.
Dave and I used to hang. I had hair back then.
Me too.
Everyone has a shaved head. No, because Dave and I used to just hang out in the Donahue lunch cafe back when that was the thing.
Oh my god.
Deanna was like, oh hey.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you're in VGA. Come hang out with us. We're cool.
Except I just kind of walked over and shoehorned myself into that group. It worked out for the best.
It did.
But yeah.
Crow City of Angels.
Who knew David S. Goyer would be such a catalyst for Three Lives?
Yeah, right. That's sad. Maybe he should officiate my wedding.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Officiate your own wedding. Elope.
Come on, Taylor Swift, let's go. Okay, but no, Crow City of Angels.
Yes.
Studio butchered it. It was supposed to be like 2 hours, and it was going to be more of a love story than a straight action flick.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out of the way to make sure that this version of The Crow was different from Brandon Lee's version, which, you know, in my opinion, cannot be replaced. And I think a lot of people's eyes cannot be replaced. Instead of making him kind of a dark and dreary character, they made him like a clownish, like dark humor type character. Mm-hmm. You do like magic tricks and like kill someone. Like
the Joker.
But it's the Crow, so it's not overexposed.
Okay.
And then the studio was like, well, this is nothing like the original Crow. Let's make it just like the original Crow. Yeah. And then Tim Pope, the director, was just so upset by this vision. He reportedly walked out of the theater.
Oh really?
Yeah. And he publicly disowned. And then when the fan edit came out, he actually contacted the fan editor and thanked him in tears, apparently.
Shit.
Kind of like, thank you for restoring my vision. And it's, again, if you can get past, like, the random image stills that have just text,
yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And probably would have had one of the most depressing movie endings of all time.
Hmm.
And it would have fit in the entire series, like, perfectly.
Studios and publishers are why we can't have nice things.
Exactly, because studios and publishers think that, hey, we can write.
Yeah.
We know what they want. That's why so many comic book storylines get completely neutered. There's some brilliant comic book writers out there, but, you know, Marvel and DC want to be like, no, this needs to fit this continuity because reasons.
Yeah, or it's like, okay, we see that plot line you're working on. Drop it entirely so we can put your characters in, like, this.
Yeah, so we can kill off your characters.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of, that's what happened with Edgar Wright with Ant-Man. Because his Ant-Man was going to be away from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they said, no, you have to be part of it. And he's like, no, like, I've been working on this thing for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
This is, like, my baby. Because let me say it with an English accent, but I'm not going to try to do it. So he got up and just walked out due to creative differences. And nobody really knows the full reason, but that's kind of, like, the hinted at reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just screwing with his vision. And he's a really, like, brilliant, like, I wouldn't say, like, a visionary director, but he has a certain style and energy that only he can really do. And I've seen movies try to like emulate that like fast talking like British humor style.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know. Not that Ant-Man was a bad movie. Ant-Man was actually awesome. But they used his script,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just as an Ant-Man fan, I'm still disappointed.
Yeah.
Like
Michael Douglas, am I right?
Yeah, and about wraps it up for the Lifecast this
Alrighty.
Week. Yeah, right. We've been going for a good 50 minutes.
Nice.
So
solid.
Yeah. Alright, that was Colin and Eleanor on the LifeCast this week. We'll see you next time. See but we later. Won't see you because this is an audio podcast, not a video podcast. So you later. Won't see us either.
See you later. Metal Gear.